The catch of the day is extinct? This is Sandrit Singla with the lowdown on science. In the last 80 years, wild seafood stocks have decreased by up to 35%. Rising sea temperatures aren't helping. Fish are cold-blooded animals, which means they adapt to the temperature of their environment. When the water gets too warm, their body functions start to fail. This impairs growth and reproduction, leading to a decline in population. Christopher Free from Rutgers University is fishing for a solution. He created a computer model to predict the way fish populations respond to rising temperatures. His model identified stocks like Atlantic cod that will perish due to warming temperatures. But he also found some fish species that actually might thrive. For example, with each degree Celsius of warming, Greenland halibut populations increase over 50%. Warming waters will bring them closer to an ideal temperature for population growth. Free hopes that this model can be used to identify the most sustainable fisheries. That way, the fishing industry can give more endangered populations a break. So, sorry, Charlie. There's nothing fishy about wanting sustainable seafood.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.